Hey, happy lunchtime on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum. It's lunchtime now. We're very late. Going a million miles an hour all this morning. Just full from 7 a.m. Actually, from 5:36 a.m. to now. It's 12 noon, 12:30 here on the East Coast. And I was thinking about doing a show earlier, and I said, you know what? I'd rather do it during lunchtime. At least if people are there, they can see it. It's going to go up podcasts and all the other thing like we normally do. But the other thing is, I have to say, I got to be careful. Can I do this? Hold on. I have donuts. We're going to talk about donuts today and sharing treats on this fun Friday. And we have our fortune cookie. But I wanted to share that I'm not picking up this donut box because these donuts are massively crazy. And I want to, my daughter's back. And I said, you want to go to Frangelli's? So we went to Frangelli's. Totally recommend it. Spelled Frangellis. I think it's on 8th Street. Or 9th Street. It's really good. So I think it's 9th Street. Near Passyunk Avenue here in Philadelphia. And I just want to show, this might be something that's like sacrilege. So here's one of the donuts. This sucker, it weighs a ton. I wish I had a scale and I could actually weigh this donut. I'm going to take this one later. So this is, I'll eat it during lunch. But I got to make sure we don't eat them all because Eddie's not here. He hasn't had any and neither has Liz. Well, we got her special donut, everyone's donuts. Anyway, so today on Fun Friday, I want to talk about an activity where you share food or share treats. I'm going to show you how to do it. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. And this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show at 12:30, almost 12:30 noon Eastern Standard Time because we're late because I filled up my entire schedule and other things took precedent. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours to get that, and have a little fun. Today's a fun day, so we're going to do some fun things. But part of Scrum is getting the team to bond. You have to work on it. It isn't just about metrics. It isn't just about burndown. It isn't just about the events. It's getting the team to bond, to work together, where when people ask for help, they're like, yeah, sure, I can help you at 2 o'clock. I can help you at 3. Here's is that work for you? And come up with a time to meet, whatever that would be. That's what the goal is. Or maybe it's instantaneous. It all depends how you have it set up. So today, talk about sharing treats. There's been studies. There are legitimate studies. I've heard it before. I was listening to a podcast, probably Lewis Howe's podcast or something like that, or The Happy Engineer, usually one of those two. And then they were talked about, and I could probably find the reference material. The history of men or people, humans, story of humans, is that we would meet, and I meant mankind or humans. Let's just go with the humans or whatever, people. So as people, we would meet at dinner and have conversation and get together and bond during the mealtime. Meals trigger something in the psychological brain matter about bonding with other people, having a conversation all because we've been doing it for tens of thousands of years. So there's a little bit to it, right? So in this case, I want to share how you can do that. If you're in the office, and I used to do this all the time, and I think I've shown pictures in the past. I mean, we've done over 1,000 episodes where before my pretzel shop closed, I still wanted to come back open. My pretzel shop, I used to get like a box of pretzels. They're really cheap. They're really good. They're so much better than the stores. And I would bring them to work on a special day. Like if you have an in-house work day, someone bring a special treat with everyone to share on that work day than when everyone's in the office. And back then we all came to the office. So every once in a while when we do sprint planning or retros or something special, I would do a share. And you could do this fun where I would bring in donuts, pretzels, whatever was unique, bagels, who knows. And in that environment, we actually physically bring in food. So this is like back in the office, return office on a special day or all the days, whatever, you just pick a special day. Someone will bring in, sometimes a lot of times the Scrum Master, something special like donuts or pretzels, and share that with the people so they can bond. Now, to make it really even cooler, it'd be nice if different people went and brought different, like, you know, maybe we used to do this in my retro. Maybe some people brought some donuts from a, you know, a custom bakery. Now I got donut stuff all over my fingers. That's terrible. I should have brought a napkin. Should have touched the donut. It's so good. They weigh a ton. This box is going to fall apart. Like we used to go out for cannolis. We used to do different things. My team would go, hey, Greg, what's the next place we're going to go try some new restaurant, new dessert or something. And I'd pick all different places around Center City, Philly, and we'd go out there and have that. But maybe you can have different people bring in their favorite dessert, right? Or share enough for everyone. Now, it would be really cool if us as Scrum Masters or whatever could talk to the manager and get them to pay for that once a sprint or whatever event, once a month, where they pony up, these donuts cost me $20. The best donuts on the planet. They're freshly made. You watch people put the jelly in the actual... I can show you this one. Oh, here, jelly one will work better. Oh, God. Whoop. I'm just getting stuff that jelly. Oh, I just got powdered sugar all over me. They inject the jelly while you're standing there. It's pretty cool. So anyway, they can bring them, share. Maybe the company will pay for that once a week. So if you're in person, you could do something like that. Now, for remote, for people in remote, what I would recommend is like have a day. Bring your favorite treat to the session day. And this is going to cause everyone to have to turn on their video for a little bit. And it doesn't work with the blurred background. If I did a blurred background, you wouldn't kind of see the donut because it really focuses on your face per everything else or the treat. And everyone brings a treat and tells where they got it, what it was, what company, gives them information. So if other people on the team might, oh, that sounds really awesome. Maybe I'll try that next week or with my kids or my family or my friends and go out there, my significant others, whoever it would be. And maybe we go try out that dessert. I can name a million places for dessert because that's why I got to lose weight. These things are evil. So in a remote thing, just everyone bring something that day. Hey, plan it ahead. Don't do it like day of because they can't do it. Say like, hey, when we do our fun thing remote, next week or whatever, find a treat that you like. Maybe it's Girl Scout cookies. My daughter just, that's why I got these. Daughter just got home from her trip, her Girl Scout trip, and I got to spoil her because her mom had her all week. So I'm like, oh, you want to go to French? Oh, yeah, I'll go to French Jelly. So of course, she got the donuts. So you can have that where they might learn about it and share. And when you share your favorite treats, think about what I'm about to say. When you share your favorite treats, you're sharing something about you deeply with other people. You get this? Now you're sharing something about you with others in the room. Maybe it's fruit. Maybe it's a banana. Maybe it's an apple. Maybe it's like, you know, or maybe you do a share your favorite fruit day. I don't know. If you want to be healthy, share your favorite vegetable. I don't know how good that's going to go. Like broccoli. I don't know. But maybe share your favorite fruit if you want to be healthy. Everyone bring their favorite fruit. Maybe they go to, like, we have the Italian market. They go around, get some peaches, plums, grapes, strawberries, whatever's in season at the time or whatever they like during this time, and share where they got it. If there's a farm or something, that's good stuff. You're sharing who you are. You're sharing your likes and dislikes with other people. And they all learn a little bit about it. Like, oh, if I showed you Greg likes donuts or Greg's from Philly, he's going to bring pretzels in. Right? Then they know, hey, Greg, how are those pretzels? Hey, Greg, how are those donuts? Hey, Greg, how are those peaches you got from such and such farm? We're thinking about going there next week. So, oh, they're awesome, right? Then there's a little more visual connection with the person who you're talking to also. You get that? So sharing a little treat, it's a special thing. Everyone, unless you're really on a diet issue and you can't do it, but they can talk about what they would bring. Doesn't have to, they have to eat the donut. Maybe they eat something else special or bring a healthy snack too. Some people might, Well, you bring the healthy snack. I'll bring the donuts, right? So maybe you bring both to help everyone out. Maybe a bowl of fruit and the donuts. I could do that too. To the event. But then you share it. So this is something you can do in person and virtual. Have a little fun. You don't have to do it every month. Maybe every other month. Whatever it is. Maybe you can rotate it from person to person. If you're remote, everyone just shows what their favorite treat is. Maybe it's Oreo cookies. I don't know. Doesn't really matter. They can bring whatever they want. It's up to them. But it shares that. So I wanted to share that with you. I think it's a fun thing. It came up to me today because I thought about it. And I go, ooh, I can have a prop for the show. As long as my daughter doesn't eat all the donuts, we'd be in good shape. She ate a few, let's say. Anyway, and they truly give you a true baker's dozen, which is 13 donuts. It's not 12 donuts. It's 13 donuts. Because the baker's dozen, they're old school. God, I love it. All right, with that, let's do the fortune cookie. Because we're already in 10 minutes, and I talk a lot faster. You can tell I'm all pumped up because my schedule is pumped up. So, the fortune cookie. We get these from the Agile Accountants. Bubbles, I think, ate the fortune cookie a couple episodes ago. Oh, by the way, just on that note, Bubbles eating stuff. I did put a newsletter out. I put it in LinkedIn and on the website. And for the first time, I had the Natural Readers AI software make a first shot at creating a podcast version of the weekly newsletter where I summarize things. So it's the first episode. I'm going to tweak it a little bit. I got another newsletter coming out later this weekend or catching up next week. I will tweak it. This kind of, I listened to it, didn't quite do it does certain things that you think it would do and it doesn't. By the way, if you put parentheses around words, these natural readers won't read the words. So I had to manually get rid of stuff and edit it so we would actually read it. Just something to know, if you put parentheses around stuff, it may not read it. So, fortune cookie. Let's see what the fortune cookie has to say. These are restaurant fortune cookies because my son and I had a mix of, catch this, German food. It's in the newsletter. So we had some sausages that were left over. And I said, while we're at it, you know, we're trying to figure out what to eat because mom and daughter are out. Of course, dad's got to feed them. I go, got out of the camera. I said, do you want like egg roll? Because he loves it. His egg rolls are his favorite food, I think, besides lamb maybe, but egg rolls. He's like, yeah. So we had an egg roll and a German sausage. Is that a mix or what? So we had Chinese food, American Chinese food, and we had German American food mixed together. It was an interesting combination. Okay. With that, let's read this fortune cookie. New and rewarding opportunities will soon develop for you. New and rewarding opportunities will soon develop for you. As people know you better, they will share opportunities that you may not have known. Like, oh, I didn't know you liked Orchard XYZ. I got free tickets. Or I didn't know you liked the Phillies. I got a couple sets of tickets that I'm not using. If you want them, you can have them. I'm not going, or I'll sell them to your face value, you know, $20 or whatever. Or I got free ones. So having that familiarity, what you're interested, what sports you like, things like that. What are your favorite teams? You know, people stumble on this stuff and they can't use these things. They're like, does anybody want them? If they know you're interested, they'll offer them to the team. You know, so maybe that's something, because we are going, because there is the baseball game tonight with the fireworks. So that should be pretty cool. New and rewarding opportunities will soon develop for you. I got one. Excuse me. If, this is why we do Scrum, being agile, we need to think agile so we can take advantage of these new and rewarding opportunities. If you're always behind, you don't have no room. This is why we do Scrum. This is why we get our commitments. This is why I talk about commitment versus done, getting close if possible. Gives you an idea when you can, if someone offers you a new opportunity, how soon can you cut that in to being worked on so you can make that rewarding opportunity? Agile allows you to think about that. What can I trade? What can I reprioritize? I'm doing this. I know what my priorities are. I know what the values I'm working on. But this item just came up, and it's really rewarding. Agile mindset allows you to adjust, just like we talked about 95. It broke. It blew up. Opportunity to get three lanes going north and south on there if we ignore making an off-ramp. Let's do it. They did it. They put the three ramp, got the traffic moving so it could work. In the meantime, they'll figure out the other stuff. So by being agile and flexible, those new opportunities can be very rewarding. So that new opportunity to use that new technique for them to do it, allow them to have a very big reward. Governor was able to say, we got it done in 12 days, you know, stuff like that. So share that with you. I hope you get to try the treats idea. You have to plan in advance. You can't just show up and make it happen. Again, this is what I was talking about yesterday. You have to put the work in as a scrum master and agile coach if you want these teams to bond. It just does not happen instantaneously. If it does, awesome. Don't have to do it. Most teams don't. I'm going to tell you that right now. There's always someone who's not part of the team. And with that, we went over 16 minutes. I hope you enjoy. Hope you get some donuts if you're going to Friend Jellies. Definitely highly recommend. Try the treats. Let me know if you were able to share. Maybe on Instagram, you could share treats that you shared with your team, or maybe some pictures that your team did or whatever you did. If you do it, that would be a heck of an Instagram comment. With that, I say take care. Happy scrum and enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your 4th of July. May or may not be on Monday or Tuesday because it is the 4th of July holiday. And of course, the family wants to do stuff. So we'll see how it goes. Take care. Enjoy. Have a good time. Enjoy your family and friends. So take care. Bye, everyone. See ya.